Hello, everybody. This is Pops and Jakey's Teas podcast from the Black Mike Studios in Northeastern Pennsylvania. I hope everybody's doing well today.
Being healthy
and careful. So what do we have in the news today?
Depends on me.
I know.
Well, our governor has put the whole state on lockdown. Right. So none of us can be out after 8.
$200 fine, they say.
Yeah. In all counties, not just like, it used to be just like Northampton County, this county, that county. Now it's the whole state.
Right.
The thing, I don't know. I don't think there should be a state. I do think there should be a big lockdown, like a nationwide lockdown, I think. But Pennsylvania, I mean, does that really have that many cases of it?
It's in 1,900 deaths.
That is projected, I think.
Yeah, projected. That's what they're saying.
Let me see how many cases are.
In Northampton County, there's 7 people.
There's about...
I just seen it on the news before.
Yeah, 7,000 people.
In where? In
Pennsylvania.
Okay, 7,000. That's still a shame. 7,000 people. Yeah.
I mean, we're not as bad as New York or New Jersey, but we could be getting there depending on how safe people are or whatever. Like, look at, they just found a lady in the Giant near where my mom works.
On Lehigh Street
that had it, which, she's in, been to work in like 4 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But at least this way we know. We ought to keep active. We ought to keep reporting it. I know you can recover from it and whatever. I know that. But until there's a cure or whatever, it's still worrisome.
They're saying you should wear a mask now.
Yeah, you should wear a mask all the time now. Even if you go out, just wear a mask. Which I think is kind of... Those surgical masks don't help. You need those ventilator masks. I saw a guy, me and Pops went to Aldi's, and he's wearing like a paint mask. Like, really? Like, paint mask. I got like a paint mask. And I was like, well, really? They need to wear that in public? I don't get it with the mask thing. I mean, I just think gloves also like spread fast too. And where were we? Lowe's, they had little like
a shield up
like with like thin plastic, like that plastic stuff,
plexiglass.
There we go. I don't remember anything, but plexiglass on like drilled into little thing, so you're blocking.
And there's a little hole
you put your card in. They have gloves on,
mask, and then we went to the store next door, and they didn't have anything.
Yeah, and then we went to Taco Bell, and they handed out the whole card reader and pin pad thing out the window.
They have to touch the card.
I was laughing. I was like, this is kind of getting ridiculous. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
I don't know. So they say that one drug really helps.
Yeah.
Malaria, was it?
It's for malaria. I think. I don't know if it's false information, but I think that's what it's for.
Right. Mixed with something else.
Yeah, helps. Just look it up. I cannot tell you.
That one talk show, I heard about it. On the radio.
Yeah.
But does anybody try to be safe? Better be safe than sorry.
It sucks for us because we've been to the store like every day.
I know.
Yeah, I kind of like going to the store right now because
there's nothing to do.
Well, yeah, I know there's nothing to do, but like, you know, the store.
So we're going to stop doing that.
Yeah, we should stop going every day. We should only go when we need to go.
Right. So we got pretty much food right now.
Mm-hmm. We stocked up. I know we're not as bad as everybody else that's buying a lot of shit.
Yeah.
We're not as bad as them.
I mean, finally found
wipes.
Disinfection wipes.
And we found toilet those. Paper we found at
Walmart. And the Home Depot.
And Home Depot. Right. So we got toilet paper.
We got paper towels out at Walmart. So it's trying to be safe.
Yeah. Honestly, I've been in quarantine. No, I was yawning. I've been in quarantine since my school. I've been in quarantine since March 13th, I think.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So it's been like,
and I haven't been going to work. Now I gotta go back to work on Monday.
Well, at least you're going back to work.
Yeah, Monday I do.
I know.
So, like I said, just try to be safe.
Yeah, try to be safe. Try to be healthy.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Don't touch your face.
Yeah, whenever I go to the store, my face starts to itch.
I know.
It bothers me. I'm like, I have my nose itches.
Don't try not to touch nothing you don't have to.
If you want to, like, touch your face or, like, get itch on yourself, it's like, what? It's like,
use your elbow or something.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. It's like, we have to figure out ways. I almost conned Pops into buying a survival book.
Right.
Yeah, he wants more to see. He's like, why are you buying this? I'm like, I'm not going to read it. So he didn't buy it.
So, we went for chickens.
Yeah, we went for more chickens. We have
baby chickens.
I want to give them that money now. Like 10?
Yeah, 10 altogether. So,
it's a crazy thing, honestly.
Right. Just like I said, just try to be safe.
We're gonna go on the morning call. That's our
daily newspaper. We're waiting for this Reverend to call us to see see if he calls your uncle.
My uncle and his brother. So
yeah, the Reverend down in
Ohio.
Yeah, southern part of Ohio. So we're going to wait and see if he called me back. I couldn't get a hold of him. We're going to see what he thinks about this loophole that they have in some, like, 15 states, like Florida and that, where you can go to church yet, which our churches up here are on Facebook and that, if you want to go. So
there have been cases. So the cases in Northampton County, that's where, around where we live, they were from Forks Township, Lower Nazareth Township, Bangor, Palmer Township, Upper Nazareth Township, and Williams Township. Well, I know where Bangor is, and my brother used to live there.
Yeah, Palmer's down by Houston. Palmer. Forks, where's that? That must be down there, too, somewhere.
That's where those are located in Northampton County. Just in case any of you listening.
You see what they say in that one country of Spain, that one part of Spain, that if you're over 80 years old and have it, just stay at home. That's what they told them. So.
All right. Oh, wow. So I'm on a map right now of Pennsylvania. I know you guys can't see it. And now it sucks. We're going to figure out how to edit together. Okay, so anyway. So this map of Pennsylvania shows what counties have it. You know,
right, it's now, a white county.
The white ones don't have it. So Elk County, Jefferson County, Sullivan County, and Fulton County don't have that at all. But the place that's worse right now is Philadelphia County, Montgomery, Delaware, Bucks, Lehigh, Luzerne, Allegheny, and. Yeah, this is a lot of different places I have. I want to look at, where's, I don't know where
the. What's the yellow, just a couple?
That's like one, two cases. Dark orange have like 500 cases.
Oh. And this, like I said, just be safe, stay
be
home.
Safe, yeah.
Especially, have fun at home while you can. So,
I don't know where Hampton County is on this map, not going to lie. I mean, I know we live there, I just never. I know it's in the yellow, but I don't know.
Not over there.
I know. I'm looking for it. I'm going through.
It's all the way over in Easton.
Well, okay, so it's near Easton.
No, we're Lehigh County.
Lehigh County's right there.
Look right aside of it.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez. Lehigh County has 466 people with it.
Yeah, in Northampton County.
Oh, wow. I didn't know we're there.
Yeah, that's where we are.
I know that.
Yeah, so.
I thought Northampton was up here. It's called North. So I thought, the top of Pennsylvania would be smart.
Hello.
They're not that clever. Okay. But yeah, so I didn't know we had that many cases in Rutland County. And again, like a county has how many people in it?
Thousands.
Like thousands.
But like I said,
just be careful. Just be careful. Like, I don't want anyone to get sick that I know, especially, or anyone in general. But I don't want to see anybody sick of this. I hope we get over it as a country.
Right.
I hope we find a cure soon. And then right here is the deaths. So Northampton County has 10 deaths. And Philadelphia County has 14. So
deaths. Like the highest. What's Lehigh?
Lehigh is 5.
Yeah.
We're at the second highest. And Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania cases per 10K population.
What are the highest?
No, wait, no, we're not. Huh? Northampton County. Okay, Northampton County population is 305,000. 305,000 is only 460 people that have it. And altogether in Pennsylvania, there's 8,000 people that have it. 8,420 people that have it. So, the worst place with it, it looks like in PA. No, that's not the worst. Never mind. That's wrong. Sorry. Okay, in PA would be Philadelphia County.
Right. I mean,
that's the biggest. Though. There's 1,584,000 people that live there in general. And then there's 2,000 people that have it. 2,284.
So the best thing is to be tested. That's what they're saying.
If you think you have it, go to the doctor.
Or call, whatever
you got to do. And see if you have it. And stay at home as much as possible. Don't go out for no good reason.
So
there's no reason to go out right now. I mean, unless you need food, go out, whatever, go shopping. But
if you're gas, you have to go to work.
Yeah, you have to go to work. But if you want to be out, don't go outside.
They're saying this one state, not in the United States, this one country has 14% of the health workers have coronavirus. And that's a big hunk that's what they're saying.
Spain. I meant you just said the word.
What? Oh, the virus.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
YouTube. All right.
Okay, what else? Let's talk about something.
Yeah, something else. So this guy on LehighValleyLive.com ranked each Lehigh Valley High School, the school's logo. And we're here to tell him that if he's wrong or not. So, here we go.
No, Northampton.
Well, no, okay, let's start. The number last on the list, number 34 out of, well, you know.
34.
Okay, here we go. Is Freedom. It's just one gigantic F.
Right.
That's all it is. Okay. And it's black and yellow. Emmaus is 33rd.
Is that a hornet? Is it Emmaus Hornets, maybe?
I think it's a hornet, huh? Yeah, Emmaus Hornet.
Yeah, or Yellow Jackets.
Oh, wow.
What?
It's that same logo that
Emmaus has
is Georgia Tech's Yellow Jacket.
Oh.
So it made me a deal with Georgia Tech about 10 years ago to keep using the university's copyrighted mark.
Oh, okay.
So that's not actually their, you know.
Okay, Kawasaki is what?
32nd. Rough Riders is probably the best nickname in the area. There's no doubt about that. However, the Kawasaki logo, like the previous entry, it's not here to its similarity to the University of Wyoming. And then 31, Dariff. There are some more modern versions of the Husky floating around, but this photorealistic form of the dog seems to be used with regularity. So looking pup, also good candidate for an official update, though. But yeah, I see what he goes with, because it's like really realistic looking.
What is it, Husky?
And you know, a lot of high schools are like more like cartoony, I guess the word would be. Like it's animated. I don't know the word.
Okay, that was 30.
Wilson. And Native American likeness in sports is a bait for a whole different sort of article. His logo isn't exploitive, but it's still old-fashioned. What I find odd is that it contains so much red, which isn't one of Wilson's primary colors. I don't know what Wilson's color are. I have no clue.
Delaware Valley. I don't even know where that's at.
Delaware Valley. All it is a paw print of a terrier. And I think those logos, personally, like, this is in the art, this is in the thing, too, are very unoriginal. Number 28, Voorhees.
Now, where's that at?
I don't know.
I don't know where that's at.
The V, it's a V with a Viking at the end of it. So, there's a bit of problem as well.
What's that about Minnesota Vikings?
Where?
On Voorhees one.
Well, it's a Minnesota Vikings loan. We'll get to you on time. Central Catholic. No, it's a solid mark, but the replication hurts its ranking. So on the V, it's a Minnesota's Viking logo.
Okay.
But all yellow.
27th is what?
Penarddil. I'm open to being corrected, but I think this is Penarddil's updated logo. I thought the knight on the horse was a classic, even if he needed a tune-up. This armor-clad lad is intimidating. Logo is a little busy, though. Yeah, I don't... It's too, busy. Like, it's a lot... It's green. Okay, the knight's cool looking. I'll give it that. But the shield and all that, I know it's hard to see, Pops.
Okay, go ahead.
But
go
it's just busy. All right. Number 26, Warren Hills. The best part about Warren Hills branding is that it's easy to incorporate a lightning bolt into the uniforms and facilities. It's a perfectly functional mark, especially considering some of the wild options you might create with a nickname like Blue Streaks. So it's just a WH of a...
Oh, okay.
And 25 is my high school, Northampton. It's a big old N, and that's really it. It's a big old N with the Concord Kids across it.
Right.
Which caused a big stink long time ago.
Because it's like KKK.
It's like, it's just a 3Ks in the name.
Right.
The next thing is Hackettstown. It's a tiger. After being around the internet for a bit on Horror Train, I'm not certain it's unique to Hackettstown, but it's still a cool logo. I mean, right. It's not original, but it's cool. I mean, it's hard to be original. And Belvedere is just a B. Parkland is 22nd, and it's a P with a Trojan, right?
Right.
Right? In the middle of it. North Warren, this is an attractive and sufficiently patriotic patriot. Its logo is very horizontal, like Hackettstown, however, I'm unsure of its origins.
Wait, and go down one. I want to see something.
What's up?
No, the other way.
You mean up?
I don't remember Parkland's being like that.
They must have changed it.
They must have. When I went to school at Parkland, it wasn't like that. That's what I'm asking. Okay, go ahead.
So, that logo there, the guy says here, it's from the Somerset Patriots that he found on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's another high school or another whatever. And then the next high school is North Hunterdon, which is number 20. Truthfully, I'm not sure which line is the official king of North Hunter's jungle. It's easy to find a few different marks. This logo is at tops. Time to use it across the board.
Okay, next one, 19.
Is Salisbury. Very... What the guy says, what I like most about this falcon is that it's focused without being overly aggressive. Salisbury can use his logo for the next 100 years. It won't go out of style. He's right.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty nice looking falcon. That's timeless. I mean, that's like a perfect high school logo that could be. Last
right.
Number 18 is Northern Lehigh. The Bulldog doesn't skip on arm day at the gym. He will light you up in on that. Immediately, it's a touch too cartoon to be my favorite. Still ferocious. Because the Bulldog with like big buff arms.
That's Northern Lehigh. That's Slayton.
Slayton?
Yeah.
Number 17, Notre Dame. This Crusader illustration is one of the newest marks in the area. It's sharp and interesting. I'll need some time to get used to it. That's a cool logo.
Yeah.
Number 7, I Notre Dame.
That's nice. Town Central Catholic.
We dealt with the recognizable Viking image in the Voorhees entry. Central Catholic has one of those too, albeit he faces the opposite direction. Actually, for this alternative, I think it's a mark that looked good on the coach's polo, which is an unofficial metric in this context. So, it's just a V of a Viking hat on, you know, like the horns. Nazareth, the Blue Eagles logo is clean and nails. The coach polo category that we just discussed, it does lack an eagle. Yeah. I think the old one used to have a...
Huh?
It's just about lacking an eagle.
Right. Now it just almost looks like...
It's a giant N. It's blue in the background.
Right.
Number 14, Moravian. The majestic and proud image of a line that really fits into the school's overall brand.
That's good.
Number 13 is Executive Education.
What the heck is that? I didn't know that.
Salo, the new kid on the block. The logo is super, and it has a creative combination of the Raptor nickname of its lettering. It's a mark that has top 10 potential and to get some longevity. So I think it's a new school.
Okay.
Maybe even smart kids. I don't know. I'll look into it after we're done with this.
Yeah.
Number 12 is Saucon Valley. And this guy says, I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh, so I have fondness for Panther representations. I wouldn't mess with this cat. That's a nice logo.
Okay.
Palmerton, this might be an upset to some, but the Blue Bombers mark, while basically it's classic, they need to modernize. Yep. Parkland has like a bold bomber plane.
Yeah.
Like World War II. That's nice. I mean,
that looks okay.
10, Whitehall. All right. Top 10 kicks off of a logo that was dealt a tough assignment. Zephyrs?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you illustrate a breeze coming from the west? How do you make it tough? Adding a train is a good start. So, yeah, it's a Z that turns into a train at the very end, which is nice. I mean, I don't mind it. Southern Lehigh. It's new logo. This is the new logo. It's a blue Spartan, which
right.
It's nice. 8 is Banger. Talk about the fate of Slater at the top of this post. However, I'm really fond of the school's new B. It's bold. It's unique. It's versatile. What more could you want? So it's a B with behind it 2 pickaxes.
Right. Phillips, 7 is Phillipsburg.
And we're taking old school new, something that these modern branding experts can't give you. Susie, the state liner, looks like she's seen some stuff. Ask her about it at her own risk. So it's a, it, well, I don't know what their mascot is in Phillipsburg.
I don't know either.
So it's, I think it's their mascot with a hat on.
Right.
And they're like, you know, like their animal, you know, like dogs, I mean, not dogs. Schools have like, you know, the lions,
right.
Like bulldogs. All right. Easton, the Red Rovers logo is instantly recognizable. When you see that dog and E, you know it's coming. So yeah, it's an East. It's Easton with a dog.
Okay.
With an E to E. Bethlehem Catholic, the Golden Hawks of Timeless Mark. It's both simple and detailed. When I redo this list in 100 years as a robot, the Bethlehem Catholic symbol will remain in the top 10. And Northwestern Lehigh, the Tigers gave their old logo a refresh not too long ago, and it breathed new life into this design. His movement from the Tiger is the strongest characteristic. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it looks nice. I mean, it's going through the N. Looks...
Number 3 is Allen.
It's an A. Okay, so the A is a recent update from Allen. Now, if not for this changed classic image of the canary puffing its chest out, might have been number 1. This particular logo is still excellent. The clever use of a wing sets it apart from other designs. So, yeah, the A crosses over.
Okay.
That is not.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
Number two.
The Palisades. He just loves it. The Pirates mark has a perfect balance. It's not too busy. It's not too bare. Yeah, he's right. I mean, purple, yellow, and it's a like a pirate flag with the skull and crossbones type thing with swords. Number 1 is Liberty. Okay. All right. Okay. The logo is really good. It's an eye-catching combo of lettering and symbol. Don't start talking to me about some NHL team. I don't want to hear it. There you have it, folks. The countdown you didn't know you needed. Please vote in the poll below.
Okay, that's so cool.
I mean, it's a cool thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
All right.
So,
let's put the ad in. It's been like 22 minutes.
Okay, let's put the ad in. Okay, we did those. And so that's something different.
Yeah. We have a movie. We have a movie review because we've seen a movie.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to do the movie.
Let's go. All right, we're back.
Okay.
All right, so we saw the movie and wanted to see. Pops wanted to see it, so we rented it. Because, you know, it's not video on a man home premiere. We watched The Invisible Man. Now, Pops, what did you think?
I think it was pretty cool.
What was your rate out of 10?
I think they should make her a Marvel person.
Well, the thing is, I know you think that. There already is.
Well, we better not tell the end of it.
Okay, you know what? Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. So if you guys don't want to hear it, just leave the video now. Just leave it now.
Right.
And like,
it was a nice movie.
It was honestly, it was cool seeing, you know, like the
it was different than what I thought.
I don't know what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
What'd you think it was?
Well, you know, a lot of the invisible stuff, they came back to be nice.
What?
Yeah, like that one with the snowman, where he became a snowman.
Jack Frost?
What movie was that? Where the dad died and then he came back as a snowman.
I don't know.
Yeah, what movie was that? I can't think of it.
The movie looked like a horror movie. You thought it was going to be like that. Okay, so anyway, so I already put this spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it, skip forward. I don't know what to. Like, skip 3 minutes forward. Skip till.
What's the spoiler?
So you can say whatever about the movie. Oh. You already warned it. So.
No, not to say it has a weird ending.
It had a weird ending.
Yeah, okay. Weird ending.
No, spoiler alert. YouTube people skip to 30 seconds. People on. Not 30 seconds. 30 minutes. Like flat. Like when you move forward, the thing goes.
How long did it last?
Hold on, I looked that up. That's a very good question.
I forget. We watched it at home. They're saying that movie theaters are going to go under. Why don't they put all the movies on that you can rent them?
On demand, like they did this.
Right.
So it was... They had... It's just of how long.
Right.
How long is 2 hours and 5 minutes?
Minutes, okay.
And so, it was honestly pretty good. So
it, you can rent it for $20.
Yeah, you rent for $20 and you can wait till it comes out for cheaper to rent.
Right.
So the budget of the movie was $9 million. It's very shoestring budget. And the box office is $122 million. So it made way more than its money.
Right.
I don't know how you thought it's gonna be he's a nice guy. It shows.
Well, you never know.
It shows in the trailer that he's abusive and whatnot.
Right. So it's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. It's not. Let me tell you this. It's not what you think it is. Maybe you don't need to spell one. Maybe you don't kind of skip. But it's not what. Okay. So an original movie, like
that's not who you think it is.
Well, no, that's not in that
part of it. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Fair. Fine. Oh, my feet. Okay. But no, yeah, spoiler warning, go to 30 minutes. And then you guys go to, you guys go to 4 minutes. That's going to be 1 minute.
What?
I want to say one thing. Okay, one thing.
What?
Not forget.
Well, not the nine board in
that. I'm like ranting. But, okay, so it's not, so the visual is a man, he's like, he turns himself invisible. And this new thing.
Oh, he made it.
He's a suit now. Which is a cool idea. It's cool. I mean, it's more realistic. That could be a thing that actually could be built.
Well, was he dead or wasn't he dead?
And, spoiler alert, you know, it says right here in the wiki page, look at the movie. No. He staged his own death. It was the Invisible Man was not dead at all. He was, like, manipulating stuff because he was a psychopath. He's a jerk. To get to his girlfriend's head because she left him in the middle of the night.
Right, that's
and what. And he killed himself.
Right.
That's what he led to believe.
And he left her $5 million.
Yeah. Did you get?
And she couldn't be arrested for anything.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all we got. Yeah. So, I know we got another minute for you guys to get back on YouTube with people, but whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
If you just really didn't want to hear any spoilers, you guys just shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, I should have clicked off the video. Anyway.
Okay, now our subject of today is about...
What? I don't even know.
What do the kids think of what happens?
Oh, I thought I told
you
to
we talked
this.
About this.
Okay, so anyway. I think... All right, a lot of kids are happy, obviously.
No school. Now we're doing an online...
Online schooling. It's much better than regular school. I like it better. I learn better through it, I guess. But...
Some people are really disappointed, like
not,
your girlfriend.
Not even disappointed, they're like depressed because they miss their friends and miss seeing people.
They have like in school activities,
clubs, whatever.
Right.
You know, it's difficult.
And in elementary school, like Melissa, our sister, she has little kids that are in school. She has to get the homework online. Then she has to sit there and make them do it. Not online. I don't know if she prints it out or what she does.
Blue.
I know. And it takes her like 2 hours per kid to go through all this schoolwork you have to do. So that's what she told mom.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. What do you think? Give us a buzz. Leave us know, you know?
I think a lot of kids are,
I know, if we were in school, if I was in school, I'd be happy as hell.
I'm
but,
happy. I mean, hey, I already play games all the time. And I have more time to do it. Plus,
yeah, but you get up at what time to do it? What time do you get online? About how long does it take
well,
you?
Well, okay. So, for my school, it's right. As long as you log on before 2:30, you're good.
Right. You have to log on to be taking attendance or you're marked.
Absent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which really make me mad.
Right.
What are they going to do if I don't...
Because he's close of...
I'm missing the at.
Right.
Not close.
So,
I'm at my at. Oh, wow.
Right. But and then we'll tech you on for an hour.
Yeah. Not even that. The teacher calls us. And on Friday, he's just like, you know, nothing to do. He's like, you know, he has a... We do Kahoot. And we have like a fun, like, haha.
Right.
Oh, it's... Who's this comedy actor? Whatever. You know, it's a little quiz.
Right.
And we do that. And but usually it's we go on Zoom. He shows us a lesson, a video to watch, things, questions to answer. We do it. We got the Zoom class with him. We do it, and then.
Okay, in regular school, you're on what? How much homework do you get?
Well, it depends on your classes. So for me, I have four classes. And now, usually every class has a thing per day to do. It could be from
study guides.
It could be from study guides to notes to vocab to whatever to math homework, you know, normal stuff. But some teachers post a week ahead where you can do the whole week in one day, okay. Which I you know, you could do. But honestly, I can't do that. I can't sit there and do a week's worth of work for four classes in one day.
Okay.
I should do my ingenuity work.
You're going to have to do it afterwards.
Yeah, I don't have to do ingenuity. I had to do that. Ingenuity is in one class that I have to pass. I have to take. If I don't take it, I am screwed.
You won't be able to graduate.
I won't be able to graduate on time. So yeah. I had to do that. So I keep on forgetting about it.
So
I have weeks off. I didn't do it. I have time.
I know your girlfriend was upset.
Yeah, she's upset because, you know, she's, you know, color guard and all that stuff.
Right. She likes friends.
She can't see me over this break because her parents, until they cancel social distancing.
Because her mom is a nurse.
And until they cancel social distancing, that she can't come right. Which is kind of ridiculous.
Oh, he's got to give a shout out to
her. Last week, my friend's birthday was on Friday. There was a shout out last week, but we forgot. We were talking about so much different stuff. My friend Olivia turned 17 last week. I've known her since late 8th grade.
And was she supposed to go to Spain this year?
Yeah, she's supposed to go to Spain this year. I don't know if the trip's canceled yet. It's officially, I don't think so. I haven't asked her. I should ask her again.
She's supposed to be an exchange student. She's a really nice girl. Yeah.
I don't know. I think...
Sorry for missing your birthday.
Yeah. But I think last year around, they had an exchange student come over.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, she's an engagement over there now, which is cool. I mean, that's a cool opportunity to do.
Right.
I mean, my trip to New York got canceled, which sucks, but, you know, it got worse there, and I understand that. Better I don't go and I don't get sick.
So, everything's probably...
We were supposed to go when I have it on here.
It was probably closed anyhow.
Yeah, we were supposed to go on... Wait, this is say, hold on. I forget. Hold on, wait. You're going on a trip. Blah, 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 blah. I think sometime in May, I think. So maybe by then it'll blow over. I'm hoping. You know, I don't want to be stuck in my house all day for the rest of the year or the rest of the school year. But if it happens, it happens, I guess.
I wonder how many, since we're talking about this.
What?
About how many people have the virus up where our cabin is.
Oh, yeah. Where's our cabin at?
Hamilton County.
Hamilton County.
New York.
New York. Cases.
Right. How many?
Oh, shoot. I wish they had the thing that I found on Pennsylvania. The map. But they don't. All they say. Yeah, they don't say. So this school's probably canceled. Alright, hold on. Let me go back. Let me see if I can find a map. Okay, let me click on the United States. United States. Okay, no. Shoot, okay, hold on. Let me look up New York map. Counties and cases. I was on a junior thing.
Why?
I should do it over the weekend when I don't have any schoolwork. Okay. Oh, this is U.S.
This is U.S. That won't help us.
Latest updates. Maybe that'll help us. Maybe.
That's that ship down.
That's
the
ship that's going.
You see what that guy tried to take a train engine, and try to ram it into that ship that's in California because he thinks they're taking over. He don't believe it. They're going to try to take over the government.
What?
That ship, that medical ship they send out there.
Yeah.
An engineer tried to run it, the train into it.
How? What?
Yeah, he was like 250 yards away from it. He crashed the engine, the train engine. Yeah.
Try to hit the boat?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's what he tried to do.
I know we just went off a topic, but it's hard for us to find. Right here. Oh, no, this is already. Oh, Hamilton. Hamilton, right?
Two cases
in Hamilton County.
So, maybe we shouldn't go up there.
No, I'm not going to Hamilton County.
Wait, what county had the least? York?
Maybe. Yates has one.
Yates, I don't even know where that county is.
Sheesh. Bronx has 9,000, Brooklyn has 13. That's all in New York City, but.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's honestly crazy. It's getting this bad. I mean.
Right. Unknown. What does that mean? Unknown 35 cases.
They don't know where they're from, I guess.
Oh, that's weird.
They're from unknown county. Duh.
Yeah,
no,
that's
weird. I say
weird.
Maybe I can joke, but.
No, it is unknown.
I know. I see unknown. Why is it unknown?
I don't know. Actually.
Montgomery is 8.
There's only one other one that has 2. Well, 2 cases ain't bad.
Yeah, that ain't bad, but my thing
but
is...
But then we would have to buy all that stuff up there.
Yeah. Tax one, that'd be expensive.
Why? Because they charge you 5 cents a bottle.
5 cents a bottle?
Remember?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Recycling.
Yeah.
But, so...
Stay safe. If you don't,
stay safe. Be happy that you're out of school for a little bit. Take the break when you can.
Take the break.
That's how I look at it.
If right now, if you're thinking about watching a movie or whatever you haven't watched before, now's your time to watch it.
Well, sit around, have fun with the family.
Like
I just showed
Pops part of that Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, we're watching that.
You're watching that. I'm surprised he likes it, honestly. I mean, I knew the first half an hour.
Yeah, like, I don't really like the...
Like superhero movies type stuff, like weird, I don't know, what? Magic. I was surprised. He's like, I'm like, Dad, when we turn this on, he's like, no, leave it, it's fine. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't like them when they go far-fetched, like...
I mean, that's far-fetched. I don't know how...
No, it's not, because your mind can hear your body.
I believe in that.
I
guess you're right. I mean, that's very fair. You're probably right about that. But, so, what else? What else happened in this before we get off? Because we're getting off.
That would be it. We'll pray for everybody, make sure everybody's healthy, stay healthy, eat a lot, go fat, stay home.
If you're thinking about watching a movie for the first time, thinking about getting
Recommend a movie.
Yeah, rent a movie. Right. If you're thinking about playing a game for the first time, go ahead and buy it, play the game, see if you like it.
Yeah. Play board games if you want with the kids,
you're bored.
Just try to have fun, at home.
If you're bored, I know a lot of Twitter pages, like comicbook.com, it's called. They're doing a thing where if you have the movie, you all watch it together and comment at the same time what's going on,
Stay with family.
Yeah, stay with family. Watch movies. Play video games. Talk to friends over Skype calls.
Yeah,
or Discord.
Just stay at home, relax.
Xbox, whatever.
This is one time in life where you can slow up a little bit.
Yeah, slow up. Stay home. Don't go outside. Don't go panic buying. It's the last thing we need.
Yeah, and be healthy.
Be healthy. Be careful.
And be safe.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so how can you get a hold of us?
What?
My brother never called me back. We want to talk to him about what he thinks of this.
That loophole.
Maybe next week we'll find out.
Hopefully he calls him back.
Yeah, so.
He's ignoring him.
Yeah.
You can get a hold of us at PopsJT Podcast on Instagram, PopsJakey on Twitter, and our email is PopsJKTPodcast@gmail.com. And
yeah, 1 second to call.
Yeah, could you imagine?
No, that would be funny if you would have. Yeah.
Anyway,
be safe.
Be safe. Be
wash
healthy,
hands. Whatever. Wash your face.
Don't
whatever.
Your face.
Right. So, okay, and goodbye till we talk to you again.
Yeah. Goodbye. See
everybody,
you
have
week.
A good night.
Have a good night. See
next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.